I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Last year, when a local travel organization was negotiating to host the Ironman Alaska Triathlon in Juneau, boosters predicted up to 1,500 athletes would come, plus friends, family, and support staff. It would be an economic boon. The number of people to actually attempt the inaugural Ironman Alaska on August 8th ended up being well short of that. Ironman says there were 850 athletes, of whom 62 were locals. And yet, another early estimate that the event would pump $7 to $9 million into the local economy appears to be on the money. Friends Joseph Perret and Richard Secretaria came to Juneau and both finished their first full Ironman race.
It was wet all the way, pouring down. Rain was pouring.
Yeah.
The wind was brutal. The elevation of the climb is brutal.
Secretaria says his bike got so dirty, it looked like he was mountain biking instead of racing on the road. If you can ignore their grins, it almost sounds like the two healthcare workers from New York and New Jersey are complaining. But they really enjoyed their time in Juneau, in part because they said they were representing the Philippines when they raced. When they arrived, they introduced themselves on an Ironman Alaska Facebook group. And then
everybody's sending us messages like, oh, can we meet each other? Like, we feel like we're celebrities here.
Yeah. The support of the Filipino communities in Juneau, they rock, man.
Yeah.
Of course, they're supporting Juneau, too, with their visit.
Accommodation, registration, logistics, hotels, travel, food.
Like most of the athletes, Perret and Secretaria didn't come alone. On average, an Ironman official says each participant brought about three people with them. Perret and Secretaria brought their significant others, and they were here for 7 nights. The two couples split a hotel room and car rentals that they booked early on, before registration for the race had even opened. Besides Ironman events, they visited the Mendenhall Glacier, rode the Gold Belt Tram, ate at local restaurants.
Not to mention, you still have to buy, you know, some stuff, souvenirs.
Souvenirs, yeah. Uh-huh. You've been to Alaska.
Yeah.
They figure each couple spent around $4,000 on the trip. City Finance Director Jeff Rogers was also an Ironman finisher. In a pop-up shop at Centennial Hall, a cashier brings him up for some Ironman swag.
I got a jacket and a hat because the hat I run in is falling apart, and a couple of water bottles. So I actually tried to buy things I needed, which is amazing, rather than buy a bunch of junk I don't.
You're paying sales tax on this, I assume?
Yeah, I should be.
From hosting Ironman, Rogers is expecting a noticeable bump in the city's revenue from sales tax and the extra 9% tax on hotel rooms and short-term rentals.
I mean, I think a big weekend of a couple thousand people in town certainly has an impact, not only on city revenue, but just on the health of local businesses, and certainly a lot of people have rented out their houses.
City officials and race organizers aren't aware of any formal economic impact studies underway around the event, but Melanie Shivens, who runs the economic publications firm Rain Coast Data in Juneau, she was game to share a rough economic impact estimate of her own.
To be clear, I have not done a study on this.
Right.
These are just my numbers because I obsess over all these things and I love like trying to figure these things out.
But she has done robust analyses in the past, backed by surveys and more ground truthing, to get at what the typical independent traveler spends during a visit. To build some spending assumptions for this event, Shivens looked at the Ironman schedules, participant numbers, Facebook chatter, even the weather.
And I just decided that 20% of them went on excursions, partly because we had an atmospheric river,
right,
and a lot of the excursions were closed down.
Altogether, she figures the out-of-town participants and their travel companions put roughly $8 million directly into Juneau's economy. The race organizers also spent a lot in the community. Liz Perry runs Travel Juneau, the city's destination marketing organization. It partnered with Ironman to host the event. Perry says the Ironman organizers used local vendors as much as possible, from the logo design by local artist Crystal Kakiya Whirl to the porta potties from Alaska Waste. Perry says volunteers representing local nonprofits may also get some cash grants from the Ironman Foundation. And there were a lot of volunteers. Ironman says more than 1,400.
So the entire community has benefited from this from top to bottom. So that ripple effect is going to be really impactful for the whole city.
There's also free word of mouth from all the proud Ironman participants themselves.
We are planning to come back, maybe not for the race, but for a vacation. Yeah, this is a must. I must tell my friends. I would tell everyone who I meet. Yeah, I go to Juneau, go to Alaska. It's really a nice place.
Ray and Secretaria say their triathlon club back home is eager to hear how it went. Registration for next year's Ironman Alaska Triathlon in Juneau opens August 15th. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.